Side of the cemetery also, they're all the Torah Vadas Rashi Yeshiva. Rav Shlomo Hyman is buried here. Rav Shlomo Hyman, that's all right, thanks. Rav Shlomo Hyman, I feel bad, everyone else is in there. Rav Shlomo Hyman was born in Belarus in the Dovi Safir, who gave me all the information, wrote in the late 1870s. Wikipedia said in the 1890s. So he either died a very young man or he didn't. I'm not sure, because we know when he died. It probably says on the cover. We should probably take a look. We don't know much about what he did when he was a young man, where he learned, but he was certainly one of the elite Talmidim of Rabbi Baruch Ber. Rav Shlomo was chosen by Rabbi Baruch Ber to chazer over the shir before he gave the shir to the other Talmidim. What we know about Rav Shlomo, really gave over the Mesorah of Rav Baruch Ber. You know, they say about Rav Baruch Ber that he was such a Talmid of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the way they say it. I think I heard from Rabbi Bamberger that the legend goes that they say that if Rav Chaim were to tell you that your dining room table is similar to a cow, you would say, yeah, a cow has four legs and my dining room table has four legs. If Rav Chaim were to tell Rav Baruch Ber that his dining room table is similar to a cow, he would start milking his table, meaning he was such a loyal, dedicated Talmud to Rav Chaim. Whatever Rav Chaim said went. And that Mesorah of Rav Chaim's Torah came through in America, very, very, obviously through Moshe Soloveitchik also, but came through Rav Shlomo Hyman and Torah Vadas. You have to realize that there were only two major yeshivos in the early part of the 20th century, pre-war. The two major yeshivos were Torah Vadas and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. It was almost like an arms race of who can get the biggest Talmidei Chachamim from Europe to come to the yeshiva. So Rav Shlomo Hyman was a big fish for Torah Vadas to catch. They were able to catch him because sadly he never had any children. So the biggest concern of all the major Talmidei Chachamim about coming to America was where you're going to educate your children. Rav Shlomo Hyman didn't have to have such a concern, sadly, because he didn't have any children. They say that at the Shiva for Rav Shlomo Hyman, they made a minyan in the house, and even though there were no children, to say Kaddish or to say Shiva, and the Talmidim would come and be Menachem Avil, the Rebbetzin. And the Rebbetzin said that throughout all the years of marriage that she had with her husband, she always felt inadequate because here was this Gadol B'Torah and she couldn't provide him with any children. And she felt guilty. And she said, never, never once did he make me feel less than, never once a comment, never anything that made me feel like I was anything less than the greatest person and that he was so lucky to have me. She said, one time in particular, she remembers he came home from a busy day in yeshiva, and there was no dinner. She didn't have time to prepare dinner. And she said she almost expected, like, at some point, like, that would be his breaking point, where he would say, you know, what, were you so busy with the children? Like, what were you doing all day? And all he did is he went into the kitchen, he fried a couple of eggs, and he sat down with her for a couple of hours and had dinner with her, and he made her dinner that night. And she said he was a walking Sefer Torah. His midos were beyond reproach. His Rebbetzin was a tzaddikus in her own right. She was from a prominent family, a prominent Volozhin family. He was, Shlomo Hyman himself was invited to say Shiurim in Baranovich by Rav Elchanan Wasserman. Baranovich was really like a yeshiva katana. It was not where 22-year-old Bachrim were learning, 20 and 22-year-old Bachrim were learning. It was like 15-year-old, it was like what we would call high school. Obviously pretty high-level high school. You read the Kovetz Shiurim and you remind yourself that all of Kovetz Shiurim, all of Rav Elchanan's Chidushim were said to 15-year-olds. They were said to, those were Shiurim that he was giving to high school-age students. You know, it's a little bit of a Yerida Sedaris, perhaps. In 1935, Rav Shraga Feivel asked Rav Chaim Eizer to send him a great European Rosh Yeshiva to lead Torah Vadas. And Rav Chaim Eizer said that Rav Shlomo Hyman was the best person for the job. The most famous story probably about Rav Shlomo Hyman was, you know, it was known that he was an extremely charismatic and excitable person, especially when he gave shiurim. When he was teaching Torah Hashem, his eyes lit up. He really came alive. And there was one day in 1939, a very stormy, snowy day, and no one came to yeshiva because they couldn't get there. You imagine with the, you know, nowadays with all the plowing and salting in advance and everything, you know, it's difficult to travel roads in a snowstorm. In 1939, it was probably much, much worse. And Rav Shlomo Hyman came to yeshiva, and there were three talmidim in the room, different versions of the story, three talmidim, four talmidim in the room. And everyone thought, they'd say, okay, you know, what does Rebbe do when you come to yeshiva? There are only three talmidim there. We'll play Chumash baseball, or maybe actual baseball, you know, like, we'll figure something out. We'll do something. Rav Shlomo Hyman started saying the shir with all of his energy, and as if it was, he was speaking to 1,000 people. And the talmidim said, like, Rebbe, calm down, you know, like, it's there are four of us here. It's all right. And he said, you think I'm only teaching to the four of you? My words are being given over to hundreds of Talmidim, because you're the future Talmidim, and they're going to have Talmidim. And all of this Torah is going to go through. And of course, that was prophetic, because he in fact had some very chashuva Talmidim that he taught. His Talmidim were Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, Rav Manas Mandel, Rav Yitzchak Shiner, who passed away just recently, one of the Ziknei Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Elia Shvei from Philadelphia was a Talmud of Shlomo Hyman before he was a Talmud of Rav Aaron Cutler, Rav Dan Ungarischer. He had a number of very chashuva Talmidim who were Marbitz Torah. You'll notice also some of the Rosh Yeshiva from Beis HaTalmud are here also. We're not going to have a chance to talk about it, mostly because I don't know anything about him, but Rav Bruce is a very chashuva Talmud Chacham who's Rosh Yeshiva in Beis HaTalmud. And I heard from Rabbi Yechiel Spiro, who has done this tour a couple of times, that he was once here, and there was a member of Rav Bruce's family here at the time. And the member of Rav Bruce's family said that Rav Shlomo Hyman once said that since he was never zeichet to have children, he was worried that no one would ever come to his kever. So he was maftiach that whoever would come to his kever would be zeichet to have their tefillos answered. And this member of Rav Bruce's family told Rabbi Spiro that he came to the kever, he was married for 9 years without children, and he davened by Rav Shlomo Hyman's kever. He said he was nishtateach on Rav Shlomo Hyman's kever, and he davened that he should be zeicha to children, and within a year, he was zeicha to have children. So, whatever the Masorah is, there's something about that, that Rav Shlomo Hyman thought, or tried to be maftiach people, in order to encourage, as if he didn't think people would come on account of his godless and his tzidkos, so to try to encourage people to come, that they should daven at his kever, and that there should be a skula to have their tefillos answered. So we will say Kapitel Chaf, I think it is. Yeah, Kapitel Chaf.